Thank you. Thank you. You never cease to amaze me with. Well, welcome and good morning. And I have to reaffirm what Don said. It's nice to see everyone here on such a bright and sunny day. And the topic of my talk today is Sail Away. And I've been reading a book called Shortcut to a Miracle, which is written by a couple of religious science ministers. And in it, they talk about sailing. And they talk about how it compares to what we do every day. Now, if you were a sailor, and I had to look this up because I'm not real familiar with sailing terms, the first thing they do is set the sail. They do what they call the course made good. And what that means is turning or steering the boat in the direction that it needs to go in order to get to their destination. And then they trim the boat, and that means move the ballast, which would be you and me if we were riding in the boat, the movable ballast, forward or backward boat to achieve an even keel. And how many times have we heard that expression, let's keep an even keel? And I didn't know where it came from. So what we want to do is we want to keep an even keel. And the other thing that they do is they create balance in the boat. They create balance. They adjust the weight to prevent it from heeling so the boat moves faster and is flat to the water. And they trim the sail. They pull it until the sail is filled with air, filled with wind. They can go where it is they want to go. Similarly, don't we arrive at our destination? We use the law to get where we want to go. Now, the sailor doesn't create the wind. He simply harnesses it. We don't create the law. We simply use it. We use it and we set our course to our destination, to whatever it is we choose to have. And then we make the adjustments that we need to make in order to get to our destination. And that same power and intelligence that created that wind created the cosmos and everything in it, including you and me. It is, as one of our professors used to say, the ground of all being. It's the source of all life, all love, all power, all intelligence. It all comes from the same place. Spirit. Now, in their book, Reverend Ron and Reverend Arrett in The Shortcut to a Miracle, that everything that changes our lives or someone else's life, someone we know's lives for the better, is in fact a miracle. It's a miracle. Particularly when it comes through unexpected channels. Now, it doesn't mean that the heavens open and the, you know, but it does come from channels that were not expected. Miracles generally happen through normal channels, normal circumstances, and quantum physics is proving all of that to us all the time. So each one of us can take control of what happens to us in our lives. Each one of us can work the miracles in our lives, and we no longer have to be the victim of circumstances. Quantum physics has proved to us that each and every one of us in this room today is wired. We're wired for a miracle. We can take control of our lives and we can work miracles when we realize it. When defining miracles, most dictionaries say that it's supernatural. That it's supernatural or divine intervention. But look at the miracles that have occurred in your life. They just kind of happened, didn't they? They showed up, and oh my, what a miracle. So I have a little story for you, and it's about this man, and he was, I assume, somewhere in Europe working on one of those big old cathedrals with the steeples on the top, and he started to slip, and he let go of his tools, and he started shouting, "Help me, God, help me," and all these people were standing around on the ground wondering what they could do to help this man. "Help me, God, help me," and then suddenly he stopped. "Oh, God, never mind. My belt caught on a nail." You know, don't we forget to give credit where credit is due. Oh, it was just a coincidence. So most of us have heard the expression above, so below. And what that means is what happens in the invisible before it manifests down here in the physical. In a book called The Emerald Tablet, he said, there are no real miracles. They're only manifestations of the universe's hidden laws that we do not understand. The truth is that most of us use these hidden laws every single day, and we don't understand them. We don't know how they work. If we want to create miracles in our lives every day, then we need to start consciously using that law. Now, how do you know it's a law? Anybody? How do you know it's a law? A law always works the same way under the same circumstances every single time. Everybody. Every single time for everybody. One of the analogies that the ministers made in their book in that short miracle is that a shortcut to a miracle is similar to building a tunnel through the mountain. It's very simple, but it's not easy. It's very simple what you need to do, but it is not easy. And both involve a lot of work, a lot of work. The difference is when you're building the tunnel, you are rewarded when it's complete. When you are creating your miracles, your rewards start coming right away. The moment you change, those rewards start to happen. So how do we work the law to create what we want in our lives? Well, we do it like the sailor does with the sail. We make those adjustments. We make those corrections. We get on an even keel. We get into balance. As the song said earlier, we are the thinker who thinks the thoughts. We choose the thoughts we think. And those dominant thoughts we think are what we create in our lives every day. So that means I want to pick the good thoughts that I think. I don't want to pick some of the thoughts that I think. That would not be appropriate, I don't think. Understand that when we create our good, we are creating our good as long as it does not interfere or harm another person. When we want something in our lives, we create the things that work for us, but only to that point that they don't interfere with someone else's good. So I want you to say, think about this. What do you believe? What do you doubt? Do you understand that nothing is impossible? Emerson said, there is no large or small, the universe maketh all. So do you understand that you are the major role player in your life? You are the one that makes the choices. Things don't happen to you. Things happen through you. So are you ready to understand that you deserve something good in your life right here and right now? Say yes. Yes. Now you're ready to cope with the divine. Sounds simple, right? Sounds pretty simple. Simple, but not easy. And the reason it's not easy is our old ways have worked for us for quite some time, haven't they? They've gotten us where we are today. And sometimes those old ways are hard for us because we know that they've worked so far. But when don't happen to us, they happen through us, we get to create different things in our life. We let the old ones go by choice. We let them go by choice and by will. We do not coerce them, and it doesn't happen because of our intellect or our brain power. That's not why things happen for us. When Albert Einstein was a shipping clerk, I believe. And he wrote a paper that got a Nobel Prize. And in it, he had no quotations of anybody, no references. It flowed through him from divine mind. It was his original thought. From no help from above. And what he decided at that point, we all know E equals MC squared, that energy and mass are interchangeable. And that was as far as he could go at that time. 11 years later, he decided that the cosmos is not, and space and time are not a fixed, took him 11 years to decide that space and time are not fixed, that they are changeable and movable, and that they are affected by the energy and the matter that moves within them. Which goes to show, it doesn't matter how brilliant you are, you think you are, you always have something, because brilliant. So we need to let go of our fixed ideas on how everything works, and be open and receptive to new ideas and to new understandings. As a matter of fact, it was just like 25 years later, just before he died, that Einstein decided that there may have been a Big Bang, because he would never accept that there had ever been a beginning. 25 years after his Nobel Prizes, before he could come to that. You want me to use this one instead? I keep cutting out. I guess I have to stand here now. I can't be too animated. But 25 years later, Einstein decided that the Big Bang really happened. And if you stop and think about what the Big Bang was, there was this speck in space somewhere. There was a thought that created this explosion. And if the force had been any less, it would have imploded upon itself. And if the force had been any greater, it would have blown itself apart. It was absolutely according to a divine plan that our whole universe was created. I think that's just such an amazing thing, and continues to create. They say it's still creating and moving out and moving out and moving out and moving out. Always creating. And so it pays for us to be open to new thoughts and new ideas. The laws of the universe are what they are. They just are. We cannot change them. We don't have to understand them. And when our beliefs contradict the truth of the law, the stuff we want in our life doesn't happen. We are the ones who need to change. The law is not going to change. It simply won't work. Sometimes we have a belief that's right in front of us, and we've bought into it, and we'll argue our point over it, and we can't let go of it. Our universe is the law. Now, everything we want to accomplish can be done by understanding and using the law. The law works to bring positive changes into our life if what we put out into it is positive, right? It depends upon how we set our sails, how we harness the wind, the energy, the law, how we correct the drift. All of those things affect what we accomplish in our lives this day. Miracles don't happen to us, they happen through us. And we get to adjust. When we get a little off course, we can turn the rudder and trim the sail to move us back to where it is we truly want to go. And all of us make mistakes. Now, in the study of quantum physics, it was found that these little tiny quanta actually respond to what the observers are thinking. Is that not an amazing thing? Here's these two little tiny quanta, and they respond to what they think the observer wants to happen. Isn't that how prayer works? It responds to what it thinks we want to happen. And the interesting thing about these quanta is when they're paired up and they are separated half a world apart, when something happens to one, it happens to the other simultaneously. So quantum physics proves there is no time and space, that we are all one, that we are interconnected, and what you do affects me, and what I do affects you, and I need to watch it, and I need to watch my wake, what I'm creating as I sail through my life. I need to watch it. And we can co-create with the divine, because those quanta show us we live in a world of potential. Nothing is fixed. Everything is energy, and we live in a world of potential, and it is how we approach the potential, what we think into our thoughts that create what happens in our lives this day. So what you think of every day is of major importance. It's major importance. So we can understand the principles, and we can learn how to use them, and we can start to think properly to make the miracles that we want in our life. It doesn't happen because we're nice people. It doesn't happen because we want them desperately, although wanting them desperately can really help, that expectation thing. It happens because of our consciousness. It's through that consciousness that we create. We get to choose what we want to think. We get to choose where we want to go. We get to choose what we want to do. And we get to choose what we want to have. We get to choose. Each one of us gets to choose what it is we want in our lives. And our dominant thoughts are what creates. Our dominant thoughts become the channel for that creative power of God to flow through. God flows through us into expression, and it doesn't judge. The creative force does not judge. If you say, I'm sick today, it says, yes. And if it says, I'm happy today, it says, yes. It doesn't care. It does not judge. Whatever it is you choose, that's what you get to have. So if you're experiencing more negative in your life today than you are positive in your life today, perhaps what you need to do is examine what it is you're choosing in your thoughts. Examine what it is you're choosing in our thoughts. We don't have to be the victims of anything or anyone. We do not have to be a victim. We get to choose. The good results and the bad results come from the very same application of the law. The law is the law, it just is. And what we do with it is up to us. The law of gravity doesn't change. It's still gravity. And it's the same for me as it is for Dawn, or it is for this Dawn, or it is for Jean. It's the law of gravity. And the law does not change. It works equally for everyone. It works for all of us, and it doesn't care. Now, understand that every thought does not create. I'm so embarrassed I could die. I'm certainly glad that one doesn't create for me. I'd give my right arm for that job. Huh. We have thoughts, millions of thoughts. It's the thoughts that we give the power to that are the thoughts that create. And each one of us has the opportunity to grow into being a powerful being. Each one of us has the power to change things for the better. Each one of us has a choice. We do not need to be a victim of circumstance. Think about how much time, well, I can only speak for myself, but you know, you have an opinion. And how much time do you spend not listening to what the other person says, but thinking of your rebuttal of what you're going to say to support your opinion? And so the possibility they could be right doesn't even exist for you, because you've already made up your mind what works for you. We spend a lot of time doing that. And isn't it embarrassing when you find out you were wrong? At least it is for me. That's why it's so difficult for us to change our belief system. We have these ideas that we are right, and somehow we think it's going to diminish us in some way if it turns out that we're not. All of us, well, many of us, learned
at an early age from someone in our life, maybe a potholder teacher, or your mother, or someone who told you you just didn't measure up. I had a teacher who told me I would never amount to anything. And, you know, I still remember, I remember the day, I remember when she said it to me. You buy into that, don't you? We all buy into something that we, and it's not true. And it's not true, but here's what we do. We stuff it inside, we cover it all up, but it kind of festers in there, doesn't it? It festers, and when something happens, the first thing you do is go into doubt and say, well, I'm not good enough. I don't measure up. Maybe I can't, you know. We need to release that. Ernest Holmes in How to Change Your Life says, you are a child of God. You're a child of God, and therefore, you should have a very high opinion of yourself. No foolish self-conceit, but a reverent understanding of your wondrous relationship to God. Tell yourself over and over again that the quality of love lives within you and that naturally, you should be expressing it. So what he's telling us is life does not place limitations upon us. We do. Life does not place. I chose to accept that statement and carry it with me for years. And forgot I even heard it, except every so often, you know, it kind of bubbles to the surface from wherever I've got it tucked. And so here's what we need to affirm. We are good enough. I am good enough. You are good enough. We're good enough. Yes, yes, we are, each and every one of us. And then there is the law of expectancy. First, I have to believe I am good enough, the law of belief. And then I'm going to move to the law of expectancy. I am going to expect what's going to happen for me. Truly expect a miracle, a so-called miracle in a situation. We can choose to expect something wonderful, or we can affirm something and then in our and really in the back of our mind say, yeah, fat chance of that happening. You see, that is not expecting. That is negating. So we need to watch what we think. I can choose to accept that wonderful thing happening to me. I can choose to accept a miracle. I expect it. This is what I'm putting out there. I expect this result. And once we expect it, we attract it. Because you see, we've changed our consciousness. We've changed our consciousness to no longer maybe or sometimes or something. We've changed our consciousness to, I expect this good to happen. And Spirit says, yes, yes, it can. Our consciousness is made up of every thought, every feeling, every emotion, everything that has ever happened to us. Ever. Doesn't matter if we were asleep or awake, doesn't matter if we're watching TV, no matter what was going on, it comes into our mind and somewhere it stays there unless you ferret it out, weed the garden, let it go. Our conscious mind is truly, like the song says, the thinker that thinks the thoughts, and we, you and I, get to choose what those thoughts are going to be. Our subconscious mind will take those thoughts that we give energy to, and it will say yes. It doesn't judge. It doesn't qualify. It simply says yes. So choose your thoughts wisely. That subconscious mind is our connection to the universal mind, so you can see how important it is to choose your thoughts. Choose what you're thinking. Choose. We can use it to work for us rather than against us. As we change our thinking, we say it here all the time, change your thinking, we change our life. As we change our thinking, we change our consciousness. We change that dominant thought that we have, and therefore we can build that expectancy and we can attract it to us. And that is what. So first, what you need to do This is your homework this week. I'm not quite ready yet, but we're going to set our intention to change. We're going to make a decision to act upon it. And then we are going to commit ourselves to a more joyous life. And with consistent effort, we will change our thinking today. But first, before you can change your thinking, you have to become aware of it. And we have 1,000 thoughts go through our head a day, and we're not even aware of what they are. But any time that you have that idea that they were wrong, and you're embarrassed, or you're insulted, or you're angry, stop. Change that thought. Change that thought because it reinforces the negativity. Stop right there and replace it with some kind of positive thought. When my kids were very little and I was teaching Sunday school, and the idea was they had to come up with one nice thing to say about their sibling, the best my son could do was say, "My sister has a nice smile." But you know, he came up with a positive thought, and that's what we need to do. We need to come up with a positive thought. They have a nice smile, you know. They have a warm handshake, something. And then when you let go of the negative thought, we have to replace it with a positive because nature doesn't like a vacuum. So to make way for a miracle, here's what we have to do. Monitor our thoughts and speech. Develop thought patterns that are positive. You can find something positive about everything that's in your life. The positive thing could be it's a good lesson. You know, the positive thing could be is I learned from that. Unearth and transform any type of negative thinking that you have and allow the good to flow into your world. So that means let go of guilt, let go of worry, let go of resentment. Quit complaining. Quit complaining. Concentrate on the solution, not on the problem. Quit blaming. You are responsible for your own life. Quit self-criticism in any form whatsoever. You're a child of God. You are a child of God, whole, perfect, and complete, exactly the way you are right here and right now. You're a child of God. And quit criticizing others, because guess what? They're a child of God too, you know? And let go of those woulda, coulda, shoulda things. You know, there's a lot of woulda, coulda, shoulda things in my life, but what I have to do is remember my good qualities and move on. And move on. It's in the past. Let it go. Coulda, woulda, shoulda is all about the past, and we want to live in today. We want to create today. We want to quit envying others. Oh, what a nice house she has. I'll never have a house like that. What kind of an affirmation is that? You know? When we envy someone else, we're putting ourselves down, aren't we? Like, we don't measure up. If I'm envying what you have, it means I think I'm not measuring up. So your homework for this week is to get yourself, can't move again, to get yourself one of those little notebooks, you know, the little spiral bound notebooks or whatever kind of little notebook, and for 2 days, just put a tick mark in it every time you have a negative thought. And do them by fives, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And if you don't think you can do that for 2 days, do it for 2 hours. You'll be amazed. You'll really be amazed how many times you have negative thoughts that you don't realize later. I'm a very positive person. That jerk just cut me off. I mean, think about, right? Right? I mean, aren't we that way? We're all that way. So take that little notebook and just do that for a couple of days, at least a couple of hours, and see. And then take some time every day, 5-10 minutes, and sit quietly and do not let a negative thought stay in your mind. Think only positive thoughts. They say 10 minutes, but, you know, I'm good with 5. You know, some of you might only make it 2. But do sit and release anything. Just blow it out. You know, cancel it, stop, whatever it is you need to do, and replace it with those positive thoughts and sit in the stillness for 10 minutes and think only positive thoughts. Oh, and here's the biggie for me, because I've been doing a lot of this lately. For 24 hours, do not complain or speak negatively about anyone, and do not make excuses for why you're complaining. Just don't do it. 24 hours. So I'm challenging you to keep track of these things. I'm challenging you to make your little ticks and be surprised how many times you have a negative thought. I'm challenging you to spend some time thinking only positive thoughts. And lastly, I'm challenging you and me. I'm challenging me as well to spend one whole day not saying anything negative about yourself or anyone else. And then here's what you can do. You can set your sails and sail away. Oh,